Carol Nash in The Witness. And here is your host in Hollywood, Robert Young.
In the normal course of most any day, every one of us is a witness to matters of life and death. The way we involve ourselves in these vital matters makes our own lives worthwhile or meaningless. In the middle of a big city, in the middle of an average day, a matter of such importance was about to bring to the boiling point a good man's anger.
Your move, John.
Huh?
I said your move.
Oh, well, how's a body supposed to think with that going on? I can't play checkers anymore, Charlie. I'm too worked up. They just can't do this to our park.
Well, they're doing it without so much as a thank you.
But they have to leave a little of it. That art gallery can't take up the whole area, can it?
Well, I asked that fella driving that bulldozer, and he said they needed the extra space for a parking lot.
Well, I say it isn't right. There's not another square foot of green grass within miles of here. Where are we supposed to go for some peace and quiet?
Where are you stopping?
I'm going to have a talk with him. Say there, young man.
You'll have to talk louder than that, John.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Come over here a minute.
My name's Joe, not hey you. Now, what is it this time?
Just show a little respect, young man.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Pop. It's just that I'm busy. Now, what's your problem?
Do you realize what you're doing?
Oh, now, look, Pop, I'm just doing my job, that's all.
You're destroying our park, the only decent, restful place in this whole neighborhood. Do you realize that?
Well, maybe you've got a beef, but don't take it out on me. I just work here. Now, get up and let me move this bench back a little.
Here, I'll give you a hand.
No, don't do it, Charlie. Why should we help him?
Now, look, Pop, this new building is progress. You can't stand in the way of progress, you know.
We can't play checkers here any longer, John. Let's take the game on back to our rooms where we can have a little peace and quiet.
All right, you get the checkers, and I'll take the newspapers and the board. Hold on a minute, Charlie. Look at this paper. Holy Hannah, we've been sitting on the answer all the time. Right here in the paper. Look. A demonstration!
What do you two fellas mean? A demonstration?
Just what we said, Ben. A demonstration. Hand me another board, Charlie. This will be just the right size for the signs.
Hold it. Hold on a minute. Isn't it just a little too late for this?
No, it isn't. The bulldozer just started working today. Not much done yet. If we can just get him stopped in time. There, that does it. Now, where's the paint?
Here.
Oh, Ben, it's too bad you're confined to that wheelchair. We could use another marcher.
Well, for the first time, I'm grateful for having bum legs. This is the most foolish thing I've ever heard of.
Now, don't you try to talk us out of it, Ben.
We've got something to do, Ben. And people demonstrate every day about something. Just look at the paper.
Sure, every day. But your timing's wrong, boys. It's too far along. It's been through the planning commission and the city council.
But you're forgetting one thing. We've got justice on our side. What we're doing is right.
You think it's right. Now, believe me, John, in this world, that doesn't make a whole lot of difference.
Oh, don't listen to him, Charlie. Ben's a cynic. All old newspaper men have the same distorted view of human nature.
Yes, and all the school teachers I ever knew were as idealistic as you are. Now, take my advice and forget it.
Well, you just wait and see what happens when we get through. Let me move the wheelchair over so we can get these signs painted.
Now, hold on here before you go off half-cocked. Maybe I can suggest a slogan or two.
We've got that all figured out. We'll have two signs.
Right, two signs. One with just the word justice.
Oh, great.
Show a little respect for age.
And that'll do it for sure. That'll change the world the minute you hold it up.
Well, you want us to wheel you down to the park to watch us, Ben?
No, thanks. But I'll be waiting to patch up the wounds when you Minutemen come home from the front. And don't say I didn't warn you.
I'm all out of breath. Just gotta sit down.
Well, all right. But hold your sign up. There's a crowd of people over there.
They're watching the bulldozer, not us. They act like they don't even know we're here.
Oh, they see us all right. Stand up, Charlie. Stand up. A young lady is coming this way.
Well, give me a hand.
Come on.
It looks like one of those secretaries from that office building over there.
What's happening here?
We're demonstrating.
I know that, but what about?
What about? Why, about the way they're ruining the park to make a picture gallery. That's what it's about.
Oh, is there going to be a museum here? I think that's wonderful. I can come over on my lunch break. Thanks a lot for telling me. Bye now.
Yeah. You people just don't care. We've got to...
Now, don't get all riled up again, John. Maybe Ben was right. We're not getting anywhere this way. Let's go home.
Wait a minute. Here comes the driver.
Hey! Hey, you! Hey, you over there. Are you quitting for the day?
Well, I gotta get home to the wife and kids, you know. You wouldn't have a couple of extra handbills, would you?
Handbills?
Pieces of paper that tell you what you're upset about.
Say, you didn't think of that.
Tomorrow! Tomorrow! We're having some made. They'll be ready tomorrow.
Okay, Bob. Tomorrow. Good night.
Four more copies, Charlie.
Let's see. That makes 112. That should be enough, shouldn't it, John?
Enough? Oh, not nearly enough. Here, give me some more carbon paper, Charlie.
But it's almost midnight. We marched around all afternoon, and now we're up all hours of the night, John.
I know what we need. More people. Tomorrow morning, we'll recruit some more marchers.
Oh, John, I'm tired.
Okay. If you're tired, go home to bed. Come in.
Hey, you crazy galoot, still working?
Hi, Ben. I was just leaving.
No, you wait just a minute, Charlie. I want you to be here when Ben reads what we've cooked up.
You two just don't know when you've had enough, do you? Well, let's see what the neighborhood Patrick Henry has come up with here.
All right, if you're going to laugh before you read it, just never mind.
Now, wait, just back up a second. Before you boys brand me as a traitor to humanity and chuck me out of your senior citizens' revolutionary movement, let me try to get something through those thick skulls of yours.
Oh.
I'm not saying you don't have justice on your side, but I am saying what I've said from the beginning. You're going off half-cocked, and you don't have the foggiest notion of what you're up against.
We've heard all that before. That's all you have to say to us, would you?
Well, I'll tell you, the Daily News is all for this museum. And if you'd read the paper once in a while instead of using it for a cushion while you play checkers, you'd know that. Now then, let me tell you something else. There's a thing in every city called the power structure, the people who get things done. You have to know how to work with this power structure, the organizations, the responsible citizens, the newspapers, the radio, the television stations, the politicians. There's a way to get things done in any city, and that's it.
I still say you're a cynic, Ben. You underestimate the power of free speech, the individual's voice.
Well, I can see I haven't changed your mind.
Not one bit. We're still going to fight and show you how wrong you are.
You want to come along with us this time, Ben?
Well, I think maybe I better. Just to protect you boys from yourselves. Beautiful morning for a demonstration.
Listen to the birds. Before long, there won't be even one tree limb left for them to sit on.
And the peace and quiet won't last long now. Here comes that bulldozer.
Well, are you going to try to stop him?
If only we could stop him. Great Jupiter, why didn't I think of it before? That's it. We've got to stop it.
Isn't that what we've been trying to do?
No. I mean really stop it. Get in front of him and refuse to step aside.
Now, wait. Just hold on. I was afraid something like this.
You stay out of this, Ben. Come on, Charlie. Come on. Right out here in front of him.
John, come back here. This isn't the way to do it. You're liable to get hurt.
Get him out of there, Charlie. That bulldozer's coming
through. Okay, Ben. John, wait a minute.
Come on now, he's just gonna stop.
Hey, you're in your wheelchair. You'll have to stop, or I'll push. Come on, John.
John, look, that ends for you.
Here we go, Ben. He'll have to stop for you.
No, John, don't. Wait a minute. Don't do it, John.
This is his room. I just don't know what I'll find to say to him.
Ben, what do we say?
Just get a firm grip on those flowers, push my wheelchair, and let me do the talking.
Come in.
Hello, Joe.
He looked real good.
Well. This is quite a surprise. Flowers, huh? Well, put them down and come on over here where I can see you. Oh, excuse me for not getting up, but this plastic cast won't let me.
Well, then you're not sore.
Oh, no, Ben.
Oh, I am sorry, Joe. But who'd have thought you'd fall off that bulldozer and break your leg?
Well, I did.
Joe, I just don't know what got into me. All of a sudden, I forgot I was fighting for a principle, and it became a personal grudge against you. And that was wrong. I'm deeply ashamed.
Oh, Pop, you opened my eyes to something, though. You recognize this? It's your handbill. Something ought to be done about it. You still game to try?
No. No, that's all over now. We'll live with the world the way it is, I guess. I'm all out of anger now.
Now, just a second, John. It wasn't your anger at injustice that caused the problem. It was the way you went about it. Keep your anger. There's nothing this world needs half so much as for good men to get mad at what's wrong with it. What have you got in mind, son?
Well, there's a piece of property on 18th Street, only about 3 blocks from where you live. The city's going to tear down some buildings, and nobody's made any pitch for the use of the land.
Well, now, boys, that would be doing it the right way. Go on, son. We're all ears.
Well, if we go to the Planning Commission and the City Council, and then from there we go...
You have been listening to The Witness. And here again is your host, Robert Young. The dignity of the individual is one of the proudest possessions of our way of life. And individual dignity can get lost in the rush of oncoming progress. But there is always a right and a wrong way to do everything. In every American city, there is a reservoir of goodwill and a sense of justice ready to be tapped for the preservation of individual dignity. How can a group of people work to achieve this desired end? How can we live in peace with one another and at the same time fight for human rights? I'd like to thank J. Carroll Nash, Bernie Hamilton, Janet Waldo, Parley Bear, and Peter Leeds for sharing their talents with us. And thanks to each one of you for being with us. Transcribed in Hollywood, The Witness is produced by Marjorie Hunt Pearson, directed by Thomas Freeburn Smith, and written by Don Hall. This is Art Gilmore speaking for the Episcopal Church, which presents The Witness. We hope you'll join us again soon for the next Witness.